The Makespace in downtown State College is one of the winners of the National Night Cities Challenge. The pitch that got them a check for $50,000? Community engagement through ice luminaries. WPSU's Eleanor Klibanoff went to find out more.
You may be wondering what an ice luminary is and why an organization is putting $50,000 towards frozen water. But if John Stitzinger has his way, ice luminaries will be the talk of the town by this time next year. Stitzinger is the founder of the Makespace, a space outfitted with cutting-edge technology and tools where community members can build whatever they can imagine.
The simple goal was to make the Makespace known to the community. It's a great resource for the community that very few people know about.
To try to spread the word, the makers have held demos around the community. One of the most successful was vacuum forming to make molds. Stitzinger has a box with a vacuum attached to the bottom that sucks the plastic into whatever shape it's covering. You heat the plastic until it's pliable and
pick up the frame with the plastic in it and put it right on top of the mold. As soon as that plastic hits, it's going to instantly form.
Okay.
Ta-da! You've got a luminary mold ready to be filled with water and frozen.
The ice luminary project is just a fun way to get people involved, and hopefully then we'll really promote this sense of community and get people engaged.
Molly Kunkel is the executive director of the Center Foundation, which supported Stitzinger's application. They'll take the equipment to First Friday, the Grange Fair, community groups, and retirement homes, helping people to make ice luminary mold over the next few months.
We'll be sharing some simple forms with people, but then we'll kind of get interested and say, oh, well, you know, I'd love to have either a logo or do something meaningful, like create my own shape, so that we'll promote the availability of the Makespace and the 3D printer and say, well, come on down.
Everyone who makes a mold can become an ambassador for the program, says Stitzinger.
Yeah, we want everybody that takes a mold home to make as many as they can freeze in their freezer, but also pass the mold on to their neighbor and their friends and multiply the possibilities here.
Then come winter,
it would be really fun if everybody in the community could make a few ice luminaries and bring them downtown and light them all up at once. So I think just really try and find a way to not only engage people in the joy of making things, but also in the joy of getting together as a community and kind of celebrating that.
Uniting the borough around ice luminaries earned the Makespace $50,000 to fund equipment, outreach, and a project coordinator. The Night Cities Challenge awarded 58 grants nationwide, including 5 in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia will soon see cooking demonstrations by different immigrant groups, book clubs that encourage small business development, street music studios, and something called the Institute of Hip-Hop Entrepreneurship. And State College has ice luminaries.
Do you hope State College becomes the ice luminary capital of the country?
Sure. Yes. We haven't been able to find out what the world record for number of ice luminaries yet is, but we would love to do that. We're looking into that.
Right. It may be far lower than you expect.
Exactly. We may well be able to have the most ice luminaries in one place.
Eleanor Klibanoff, WPSU.